Chapter 10, Shifting Perspective.
The ability to look at events from different perspectives can be very helpful. Then practicing this, one can use certain experiences, certain tragedies, to develop a calmness of mind.
The ability to shift perspective can be one of the most powerful and effective tools we have to help us cope with life's daily problems, both large and small.
One must realize that every phenomena, every event, has different aspects. Everything is of a relative nature. For example, in my own case, I lost my country. It is very tragic, and there are even worse things. There's a lot of destruction happening in our country. That's a very negative thing. But if I look at the same event from another angle, I realize that as a refugee, I have another perspective. As a refugee, there is no need for formalities, ceremony, protocol. If everything were status quo, if things were okay, then on a lot of occasions, you merely go through the motions, you pretend. But when you are passing through desperate situations, there's no time to pretend. So from that angle, this tragic experience has been very useful to me. Also, being a refugee creates a lot of new opportunities for meeting with many people. People from different religious traditions, from different walks of life, those who I may not have met had I remained in my country. So, in that sense, it's been very, very useful. It seems that often when problems arise, our outlook becomes narrow. All of our attention may be focused on worrying about the problems, and we may have a sense that we're the only one that is going through such difficulties. This can lead to a kind of self-absorption that can make the problem seem very intense. When this happens, I think that seeing this from a wider perspective can definitely help realizing, for instance, that there are many other people who have gone through similar experiences and even worse experiences. This practice of shifting perspective can even be helpful in certain illnesses or pain. If you only look at that one event, then it appears bigger and bigger. If you focus too closely, too intensely on a problem when it occurs, it appears uncontrollable. But if you compare that event with some other greater event, look at the same problem from a distance, then it appears smaller and less overwhelming.
The ability to shift perspective, the capacity to view one's problems from different angles, is nurtured by a certain supple quality of mind. The ultimate benefit of a supple and flexible mind is that it allows us to embrace all of life, to be fully alive and human. Following a long day of public talks in Tucson one afternoon, the Dalai Lama slowly walked back to his hotel suite. As he walked, a bank of magenta rain clouds spanned the sky, absorbing the late afternoon light and sending the Catalina Mountains into deep relief. The entire landscape, a vast palette of purple hues. The effect was spectacular. The warm air was laden with the fragrance of desert plants, of sage, a moist, restless breeze holding the promise of an unbridled storm. The Dalai Lama stopped. For several moments, he quietly surveyed the horizon, taking in the entire panorama, finally commenting on the beauty of the setting. He walked on, but after a few steps, he paused again, bending down to examine a tiny lavender bud on a small plant. He touched it gently, noting its delicate form, and wondered aloud about the name of the plant. I was struck by the facility of his mind. His awareness seemed to move so easily from taking in the complete landscape to focusing on a single bud, a simultaneous appreciation of the totality of the environment as well as the smallest detail, a capacity to encompass all facets and the full spectrum of life. Every one of us can develop this same suppleness of mind. It comes about, at least in part, directly through our efforts to stretch our perspective and deliberately try on new viewpoints. This can result in a simultaneous awareness of the big picture as well as our individual circumstances, putting our experiences in proper proportion. This dual outlook, a concurrent view of the big world and our own little world, can act as an internal navigational system, guiding us towards ultimate fulfillment of both our own goals and larger societal goals.
When you speak of adopting a wider perspective, this includes working cooperatively with other people. When you have crises, which are global by nature, for instance, such as the environment or problems of modern economic structure, this calls for a coordinated and concerted effort among many people with a sense of responsibility and commitment. This is more encompassing than an individual or personal issue. Of course, change must come from within the individual. But when you are seeking to find solutions to global problems, this requires the ability to address problems from various levels, the individual level, the community level, and the global level. Now, for instance, minimizing hatred is like internal disarmament. But internal disarmament must go with external disarmament. The whole world should be demilitarized. That is our ultimate goal. Of course, we cannot achieve this overnight. I think the realistic way is step by step. So on one level, we should be working towards developing inner peace. But at the same time, it's very important to work towards external disarmament and peace as well, making a small contribution in whatever way we can. That's our responsibility.
We've seen how there is a reciprocal relationship between a supple mind and the ability to shift perspective. A supple, flexible mind helps us address our problems from a variety of perspectives, and conversely, deliberately trying to objectively examine our problems from a variety of perspectives can be seen as a kind of flexibility training for the mind. In today's world, the attempt to develop a flexible mode of thinking isn't simply a self-indulgent exercise for idle intellectuals. It can be a matter of survival. Even on an evolutionary scale, the species that were most adaptable were the ones that survived and thrived. Life today is characterized by sudden, unexpected, and sometimes violent change. A supple mind can help us reconcile the external changes going on all around us. It can also help us integrate all of our internal conflicts, inconsistencies, and ambivalence. Without a pliant mind, our outlook becomes brittle and our relationship to the world is characterized by fear. But by adopting a flexible approach to life, we can maintain our composure even under the most restless and turbulent conditions, and nurture the resiliency of the human spirit.